because if you turn back and you go towards love, you will enjoy that because you are expecting the best to happen, the path to the paradise, no matter how it feels good. We're talking about feeling here. We're not talking about the physical difficulties of it. You see, everything looked fantastic to him. Yes.
He was falling on his back from laughter like the rose. The candies in Samarkand, that his lip got it from Bukhara, and that became his creed. But Bukhara...
Translation. What does that mean? Nothing. In English, cannot be translated. Because you see that word Samarkand is not Samarkand, it's Samarkand. Okay, that's GH. And Kand means sugar. Because in the name of that city, the sugar is a part of the name of that city, he will say, ah, when I say sugar city, you think about that one. He believed Bukhara is the sugar city, because Bukhara was sweet to him. Yes.
O Bukhara, thou hast increased understanding, but thou hast robbed me of understanding and religion. I am seeking the full moon.
The religion is not religion over there, it's the path.
I am seeking the full moon, hence I am as the new moon. I am seeking the sun in this shoe row. When he described that Bukhara looming black, a whiteness appeared in the blackness of his grief.
Yeah. Again, bad translation. Because the word sabad is being used over there. And sabad means blackness. But at the same time, when you are approaching a city in the desert, the first sign of that desert, we say that's sabad of that city. So it's not the blackness of the city, is the first image of the city. When he saw the first image of the city, in the blackness some light started to appear. That's how he plays with the word. Yes?
He fell a while senseless and outstretched. His reason flew into the garden of the mystery. They were sprinkling rose water on his head and face. They were unaware of the rose water of his love. He had beheld a hidden rose garden. The raiding foray of love had cut him off from himself.
Suddenly, the story becomes bizarre because the guy is approaching the city from the desert and from miles away. He's looking at the silhouette of the city, and he faints. And out of blue, there are people around to give him some rose water to bring him back. There was no fellow around. Rumi created them to do what? To say that he doesn't need this one. He's feeling the other one. Yes?
Thou, frozen, art not worthy of this breath. Though thou art a reed, thou art not associated with sugar.
Means what? Who is talking to whom? You see that the guy is traveling, okay, they brought the rose, you don't know who they are, and the guy is there. Suddenly, you and Rumi is talking to you. You say, you are not in that emotion. Therefore, you will not understand what I'm talking about. you are not close to the sugar, although you are the bamboo, the name. Do you remember we talked about this name? But there are two different ways of looking at that piece of bamboo. Do you remember that? One is the natural bamboo. Natural bamboo is no good for music. Why? It have knots. When all the knots are burned out, then it becomes that musical instrument. We say, you are the piece of bamboo, and you are not even close to the sugar bamboo. You are empty, so you don't get it. Why?
The baggage of intellect is with thee, and thou art possessed of thy wits, for thou art unaware of armies which you did not see.
Means. Really, you don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm saying that this guy who is going back to his enlightenment, to his innocence, to his state of purification, you will not get it because you don't have that sweetness in you. How? You are dressed up with your intelligence, therefore you are intelligent. You don't understand anything about the hidden army in you. You don't know really yourself. You don't know your unconscious. And you don't know what falling in love is. So you don't get it. I have to let it for the moment, yes.
How the reckless lover entered Bokhara and how his friends deterred him from showing himself. Joyously, he entered Bokhara near his beloved and the abode of security, like the man intoxicated who flies to heaven. The moon embraces him and says, "Embrace." Everyone that saw him in Bokhara said, "Arise before showing thyself. Do not sit. Flee. For that prince is seeking thee in anger, that he may wreak a 10 years vengeance on thy life."
Again, the surrounding people, their advice is logical. Nobody could give lovely advice to anyone. Could? Could you advise a lover? No. The advice is always logical. So, when you are approaching the domain of illogical stuff, which is giving up everything for beloved, everybody will give you the negative advice. Because everybody knows it is dangerous to die, to give up everything, to become nothing. This is what it is, logically. So, even when he is in Bukhara, the people say, "Oh no, 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 run away, because you will be killed." Yes?
By God, do not plunge in thine own blood. Do not rely on thy artful words and wiles. Thou wert the Sadr Jahan's constable and the noble. Thou wert the trusted and master engineer. Thou didst act treacherously and flee from punishment. Thou hadst escaped. How hast thou let thyself be caught again? With 100 devices thou didst flee from tribulation. Has folly brought thee hither, or fate? O thou whose intellect jeers at Mercury, destiny makes a fool of intellect and the intelligent.
How come that everybody has this judgment about him? There is one thing in him that nobody sees. He's in love. He's coming back and nobody sees that love. So they see only the danger. Yes?
Loveless is the hare that seeks the lion. Where is thy cleverness and intelligence and quick-wittedness?
How many times did you hear these words of intelligence being repeated? Because that's the problem. Your intelligence is your problem in love. Yes?
The wiles of destiny are 100 times as many. He has said, when destiny comes, the wide field is straighter. There are 100 ways and places of refuge on left and right. They are barred by destiny, for it is a dragon.
Means what? Look at it. He's narrating a story. The guy is there and the people are advising him that be wise, here is dangerous and all that stuff. Then he will say, but, oh, let me talk about this intelligence you have. You're a very intelligent fellow, but I talked about the consequence, didn't I? When the consequence is here, the space is really tight. So the consequence of your intelligence is here. What is the consequence of your intelligence? What is it? Anyone? Look at it. The dragon. What is the dragon? Let's go back. Do you remember the dragon? Mm-hmm. There is something which we call it the ego. This ego, when your spirit grabs it, this is a very nice stick which is proving something and leading somewhere. But when these Moses will let go, suddenly that ego becomes the dragon. Remember, your problem is your dragon. How your little ego became a dragon? How did your ego inflate?
Bit by bit.
Shall I go back and read it? He said, you were master, engineer, you were the constable, you were all of this. Your logical position will inflate your ego, make it dragon. This is what we are talking about. Look at these people. They don't talk about what Sadr Jahan is, which is the chest of the universe. That's what the name is, right? Nobody will talk about it. You are clever, you are fantastic, you could run away. Intelligently, they talk about intelligence and they don't know that your ego will be inflated and becomes a dragon. And that dragon will close all the passages from right to left. Yes?
How the lover answered those who scolded and threatened him. He said, I am dropsical. The water draws me, though I know that the water too will kill me.
You know what dropsical is? Someone who with drinking will not lose the thirst. Always thirsty. Right? Here, we will say, I'm like that. We talked about this. Do you remember right at the beginning? They said, the enlightened fellow is like a fish. Needs water not just to drink, to live in it. And that water is the consciousness, the understanding, the wisdom. Here, he said, I'm sick. I know that the water could kill me, but I have to go in the water because I love it, period. Yes?
None afflicted with dropsy will flee from the water, even if it checkmate and ruin him 200 times. If my hands and belly become swollen, the passionate desire for the water will not